The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
As we count down the days to the start of the State Fair of Texas, an appeals court has set a deadline of noon today. The City of Dallas and the State Fair of Texas to reply to the appeal of the gun ban at this year's fair.
The 15th Court of Appeals is considering Attorney General Ken Paxton's expedited request for a decision on an injunction that would block the new gun ban. To that end, the court is telling lawyers for the City of Dallas, which owns the State Fair property, and the State Fair of Texas to have their replies submitted by midday. It's not clear that oral arguments will be needed, but with the fair opening on Friday, the Attorney General wants a ruling by the appeals panel fast enough to take the matter to the Texas Supreme Court if necessary. The fair wants the ban after last year's shooting that wounded three outside the food tent. The Attorney General, representing a group of Texas House Republicans, says citizens cannot be deprived of their lawful right to carry firearms. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
And don't forget, the State Fair begins its 24-day run on Friday.
And if you're looking for a great deal on admission to the fair, you can get in for just $10 on opening day by donating to Feed the Need, the food drive. Bring two 16-ounce jars of peanut butter to receive the discount. You can also score $5 admission on Wednesdays by donating five full-size canned goods. A great way to enjoy the fair while giving back to North Texans.
And Saturday, the State Fair hosts football fans. Prairie View A&M and Grambling square off in the 99th State Fair Classic Saturday at 6 p.m. Grambling Athletic Director Trayvene Scott says this game can bring attention to a couple of historically black colleges and universities.
We're a lunch pail program. We're focused on the job and the task at hand. We've got 105 great young men, great contingent of coaches. Our goal is to come in and play a high-quality brand of football.
Visit Dallas says the city takes pride in hosting fans of the two schools, and also just as good as the game are the bands.
Oh, no doubt about that.
Don't forget about them.
And the future of Fort Worth ISD Superintendent Dr. Angelica Ramsey could be decided tonight. The school board is expected to meet this evening behind closed doors to discuss her contract before holding a public meeting to consider possible action. Now, the meeting starts tonight at 5:30.
A man is dead in Fort Worth where police are not sure yet if he shot himself or was shot by officers.
Man died last night in South Fort Worth where police were called because he seemed to be in distress.
We know that the officers received calls from family members and from the decedent himself.
Fort Worth PD Executive Assistant Chief Robert Aldridge goes on to say it took about an hour for police to find the man, and when they did, he was next to his car and he had a gun. We don't yet know why, but the officers opened fire. They found a pistol next to the man's body, but we also don't know if he had fired the gun. Tests will have to determine that. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas has a homeless committee, and they met last night, and they're now said to be considering creating sanctioned homeless encampments to provide safe and clean spaces for those homeless who are resistant to current and established shelters. They're looking at different models from Los Angeles and Austin, Texas. Councilwoman Kara Mendelson supports the idea. She argues it could save money by reducing city service costs, but Councilman Chad West is concerned about the high estimated cost of somewhere between $33,000 to $100,000 per person. Mendelson stresses the need for carefully managed camps to avoid mistakes like Austin's poorly overseen Esperanza community. The city is expanding its search for potential camp locations. Some council members are urging a collaboration with the county and the Dallas ISD. A follow-up briefing is scheduled for October. Decisions are expected soon.
In other news, the Collin County City of Princeton is pausing growth for 4 months. City leaders made that decision last night. Tommy Mapp, Director of Public Works, has this to say.
With the moratorium, we're looking for a little bit of breathing room, some time to reevaluate how we're growing, where we're growing, and how we're going to continue to grow into the future.
The population in 2005 was just 4,000. Less than 20 years later, the population has grown sevenfold to 28,000.
5:13, and a police chase ends in Mansfield, and it ends with bullet holes in patrol cars and a suspect dead.
The Johnson County Sheriff's Office says deputies began following a driver who'd been reportedly driving the wrong way on a one-way road. While initially pulling over, the driver flashed a gun and took off, leading police on a high-speed chase from the Burleson area into Mansfield and Tarrant County. During the chase, the driver fired multiple shots at officers and deputies, hitting several units. They returned fire, but didn't hit the suspect. The driver finally stopped near Texas 360 and Broad Street when he rear-ended another vehicle. When deputies approached, they found the suspect dead. He had died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The man's name has not yet been released. No officers or deputies were hurt during the incident. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A former FBI agent in Texas could go to federal prison.
37-year-old Nicholas Anthony Williams worked for the FBI in the Houston field office and started with the agency in 2019. Federal prosecutors say that while carrying out search warrants as an agent, he stole money and property from people's homes. They say he committed those crimes between March of 2022 and July of 2023. He pled guilty to charges of theft of personal property and providing false statements. He will be sentenced in January and could face a maximum of 10 years behind bars and a $250,000 fine. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A federal judge in D.C. has sentenced a Fort Worth man to 2.5 years in prison for one of the more violent attacks on police at the U.S. Capitol during the 2021 riot. 29-year-old Jason Benjamin Blythe was one of the men who knocked an officer down and tried to drag him into the crowd. Other police pulled the officer back. All right, you guys ready to do some trivia about the State Fair of Texas?
I'm ready. Let's
do it.
Fantastic.
Okay. All right, so just 3 days until the State Fair, so let's see how well you know the great State Fair of Texas.
Okay.
So the question one, the Big Tex Choice Awards, which one of these was not a semifinalist for Best Taste Sweet in the awards this year? We've got the Lay's potato chip drink. We've got the Churro Sunday Surprise. We've got Crookies. And we've got Whole Bunt of Kisses. Which one was not?
I picked the Lay's was not.
I do too. I don't think there you can make a drink out of a Lay's potato chips.
You guys are incorrect. Lay's potato chip drink was actually a semifinalist for Best Taste Sweet this year.
Which one was it?
The
Crookies?
Answer, it was Churro Sunday Surprise.
That sounds good.
That
Churro
is
Sunday Surprise.
Made up.
Surprise.
Completely
I
made up.
Could have sworn we taste tested.
I know, right? They all run together.
Right.
At question two, Fair Park has the largest collection of what type of architecture?
Art Deco.
The United States.
I don't even need to know.
Is it
it's Art Deco.
Victorian Gothic Revival, neoclassical architecture, or Beaux-Arts architecture? Or Art Deco.
Art Deco.
It is Art Deco.
I know
well
this.
Done. Well done.
Thank you.
All right. And then question three. Big Tex went up last Friday. It's going to be over the fair for 24 days. Which Navarro County city is known as the birthplace of Big Tex? Is it Rice? Is it Corsicana? Is it Frost? Or is it Current?
Oh, it's absolutely Corsicana.
It's Current.
I was like stumped at that
say?
One.
You guys know the story there, right?
No.
Remind me.
Like in the late 40s, Currens wanted to, in early 50s, they wanted to put together the biggest Santa Claus of all time. And so they
yes,
made this big
yes.
Santa Claus, and then they sold it to the fair, and that became Big Tex.
So they stripped it of its Santa clothes.
Yes.
And put on cowboy clothes.
Exactly. And so Currens calls itself the birthplace of Big Tex.
I knew the Santa story. I couldn't remember where.
And we've got a 10-question quiz on our website at KRLD.com to see how well you know the State Fair of Texas. Again, you can find that at KRLD.com.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.